Are you ready to learn more about how you can get your kids to eat healthy? Well, join me for this upcoming podcast, and a big shout out and thank you to Radish Kids. Visit radishkids.com/homeschool to get your freebies and listen in to this podcast to learn about your coupon code for a discount.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, this is Felice Gerwitz and this is podcast 222. I think the hardest thing about parenting is getting kids to eat healthy, don't you? Many times it is very difficult and we have a little bit of guilt, don't we, that maybe our kids are not eating as great as they should. What's a parent to do? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to share with you some of the information that has really worked for me and I can't wait to get to it. First, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Radish Kids. They have been phenomenal to work with. I was blessed to be able to interview Samantha Barnes, and it has been a wonderful experience. Well, they've got a great coupon code for all of you off of their kits. So if you stay tuned, just in a few minutes, we're going to hear more about that. Well, as a parent, one of the best gifts you can give your child is a really strong nutritional, background, especially when they're starting as little ones and they don't like to eat some of those healthy things that we lay out for them. Well, it has really been proven that nutrition is very important and can actually help increase your child's IQ. Can you believe that? Well, I can. And I know that at one point in our family, we just got rid of all of the junk food. I cleared out the cupboards and we went to total organic. Now, I'm going to have to tell you, I did do some backsliding here and there. But my youngest, who was the one that I ate probably the most healthy with, has really benefited from that. And he is doing extremely well academically. Now, I have to say it is a struggle at times, especially with teenagers, but with a good foundation, there are some wonderful things that you can do with your kids to get them off on the right foot. So the first thing I want to talk about is looking at what your kids are eating now. If they're a little bit older, you can get them to help you and join in. And I really think as a homeschool family, the more I've asked my kids to participate in what I'm doing or what the changes are going to be for our family, truthfully, the better it has gone. When I try to do things, you know, in this totalitarian, governmental, you know, I'm right and you're wrong kind of a thing. Obviously, it has been a huge failure. So get your kids involved if you can. And so one of the things I looked at was, what do my kids like to eat? And if your kids are like most kids, they're going to be gravitating to those salty treats or things that have sugar in it. And for some reason, when you eat those foods, they really just hit the spot, don't they? You know, there's nothing like biting into a warm chocolate chip cookie. However, that needs to be done in moderation. And I have really done a lot of cooking conversions. I'm going to actually share that in an episode when I talk about cooking with kids. I'm going to share with you some of the ways that I have turned unhealthy recipes into healthier versions. So at least there isn't quite so much guilt, and also limiting healthy or unhealthy snacks. So the first is, what do your kids like to eat? Have your kids make a list and start looking at that. You know, you're basically surveying your children, and then when you make a list and they look at it, you know, to them it may not look bad, but to you it's going to be a real eye opener. And I think most of us know what our kids like to eat. The second thing to look at is, do your kids have any food allergies? I know in our family, my oldest son developed a rash whenever he ate anything dairy related. So I remember getting powdered milk for years that we kept the powder in the refrigerator. And, you know, we used this powder milk that was, didn't have whatever the real milk had in it. And I can't even tell you what was in it anymore. I used to buy it because one of my friends also had, her kids had a dairy intolerance. Now, I have to say my son kind of outgrew it. And so he does eat, you know, cheeses and yogurts, but mostly that is in moderation. And if he eats too much of it, you can see it in his skin in the form of eczema. So you can look at your kids and say, you know, do they have any food allergies? One of the telltale signs is to look underneath their eyes. Some kids have really dark circles, and some people will say, well, that's just hereditary. A lot of times that has to do with allergies, and you may just want to look into that. Does your family like different types of foods? Sometimes I feel like a short order cook, right? When you're getting ready to make dinner, you're saying, okay, I need to have, you know, chicken for this one. Who will eat that? And then I need to make, you know, some kind of pasta, you know, mac and cheese for the one who's going to eat that. And then I need to have rolls for the kids who are just going to want to eat bread. And, you know, it just gets to be too much, doesn't it? But look at that, because that's going to help you in determining how you can steer your family towards healthier foods. You know, I wanted to share some of the what I found, and I'm terming the not so fun facts. And that is, a popular fast food chain restaurant, I think you know which one I'm talking about, serves chicken nuggets that only contain about 50% chicken, and the other 50% includes corn derivatives, sugars, leavening agents, and completely synthetic ingredients. And the second is that by eating these non-food ingredients, we can really affect our health. I'm not even going to get into child obesity in this podcast. And I know, you know, I come from a family of Italians that tend to be heavier, so I know it can run in the family. But I will tell you that, you know, it's something that you can really be aware of. And by eating right, and not necessarily all the things you want to eat, as one of my friends said, and he's so funny, he goes, yeah. When I commented on how much weight he had lost, he said, yes. He said, I put down, I made a column of two lists, the things I liked to eat and the things I didn't like to eat. And I had to cross out all the things I liked to eat and focus on some of these other things so I could lose weight. Well, you don't necessarily have to go to that extreme, but I do want to talk about some foods to avoid. And the first is going to be high fructose corn syrup. I think that has gotten enough bad press, and we know to avoid that, but it is in so many packaged foods still. And what's really sad is that a lot of these things I'm going to be mentioning are outlawed in other countries, but we still seem to have it on our shelf. The other is GMOs, genetically modified ingredients. Another thing that's going to be harder and harder as we move forward to, you know, avoid, because so many of our fruits and vegetables now are genetically modified. The third is MSG, monosodium glutamate. Now, I'm going to tell you that years ago, I loved a particular Chinese restaurant where we used to eat, and Chinese food has a lot of MSG in it. And every time we ate at this restaurant, immediately afterwards, I would have really bad headaches. And, you know, it would actually turn into a migraine. And I couldn't figure out, you know, that there was a correlation. And still, until I started really taking charge of my health and looking at some of the additives that are in food. And MSG for me will just give me an almost immediate headache and migraine. So I had to be sure that when I ate out, that it was a restaurant that didn't use MSG. And as another friend of mine who also suffers from, you know, MSG headaches has said to me, you know, just because it says on their menu that they don't use it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't. So really ask the servers and just tell them that you have a food allergy. The really good thing now is that there has been enough outrage with people getting sick eating out that they have made a little bit more of an effort to cater to people who have allergies. And the fourth, which is one of those goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, avoid foods that have additives, preservatives, and coloring. One of the things that my kids have been a partner in is when we're shopping for food to, you know, be able to say, Mom, can we get these chips? Because look, they have no preservatives or food coloring or any of those, you know, taboo things on the list. Now, they will also say it doesn't taste as good, quote unquote, as the real thing, but they know that I'm not going to buy anything on my banned list. So at least I've got some cooperation. Not necessarily all the time, because I know, you know, my kids play sports, and so sometimes there are, you know, one of the moms brings a team the meals and things like that, and I can't monitor everything they eat. And at this point, I don't want to, because I've pretty much trained my kids in what is good eating, and now that they're older, it's up to them. But when you have little ones, as much as you can possibly avoid in processed foods and fast foods that aren't, you know, the real food. Recently, we were eating out at a popular restaurant that my kids love, and we tend to go to this restaurant after church. And it's, you know, it's gotten to the point where we go in and the server, if we get the same one, will bring our kids the drinks that they want, and they know us, you know, here you get water with lemon, you get an unsweet iced tea with lemon, you know, you get whatever. And so, you know, it either is a great thing or it could be embarrassing, right? But I had to stop getting this grilled chicken salad that I loved, and I got there all the time. And the reason is, as I was eating this chicken, I kept saying to my kids, this is not real chicken. And it was obviously processed, and it did not taste nearly as good as it had in the past. And when we were home, you know, I showed them the chicken, and they also got they got chicken sandwiches. One got a grilled chicken, I think the other one got a fried chicken, which we won't even go there, right? And talking about what that was, you know, what that has in it. But when they, you know, sliced into their chicken sandwiches, it did look like real chicken. And real chicken kind of, it can flake, you know, and it's not this perfect, you know, patty kind of looking thing. And so I really wanted to just boycott that restaurant for the longest time, but I had to learn to eat different things there that were okay. So, you know, look at the food, and even in some of the popular restaurants that you may go to where you've trusted the food for a long time, you want to really take a look at that food, because once your taste buds, and that's the other thing I'm going to talk about, once you train your taste buds to like good food, really processed foods are going to taste horrible. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break. I want to hear from our sponsor. As promised, there is a coupon code for you. And so I will be right back after this break. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to give a special shout out to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network sponsor, and that is Radish. Radish is a cooking club and curriculum specially designed for kids by chefs and educators. Radish is perfect for homeschooling families. You can teach a thematic cooking lesson that incorporates math, science, nutrition, geography, and culture. With Radish, the kitchen is the tastiest place to learn. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout for $15 off a 6 or 12 month membership. Visit radishkids.com/homeschool to learn more and to download a free lesson. That's Radish with two D's, RADDISH kids.com. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and you can find the show notes for this episode at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 22, Kids Eating Healthy. And today I want to thank our sponsor once again, which is Radish Kids, and they have this amazing product. I was able to get my hands on a kit that they sent out, and let me tell you, my grandkids loved it. So I know what I'm getting them for Christmas this year. It is really affordable when you look at everything you get in those kits, and they will last forever. You can use these items and set up a cookbook just for your kids with all of the things coming, and it really encourages them to eat healthy. Really enjoyed the kit that we received. Okay, so we've been talking about kids eating healthy, and I wanted to share with you the Mercola food pyramid. In fact, you can go to mercola.com. Again, the link is on my podcast show notes, and there is a food pyramid. I put the link there on how you can get it and download it. And what you're going to see in this pyramid is inverted, because it used to be that grains and stuff were at the top when I was a kid. Now the pyramid looks way different. So the first is healthy fats and veggies. Yes, that's what needs to be the bulk of our diet. And healthy fats include coconuts, coconut oil, avocados, olive oil, butter, raw nuts, and organic vegetables. It's important to buy organic as much as you can. And I know, I hear you, it is very expensive. And if you have a big family, it is very, very expensive. So what I did when my kids were all younger and everybody was home is I joined an organic co-op. So they delivered food to my house and we sorted it out in boxes for everyone. So I got maybe 10 people together, I believe it was, and it really turned out to be just a little bit more expensive than grocery shopping for the same thing. And each of the families got, you know, maybe two heads of lettuce. We got some broccoli, some zucchini. I would buy things like kale, obviously the carrots, things that the kids like. And then sometimes we would splurge and get, you know, cases of cheese that we each, you know, divided up among us and things like that. And I usually took any kind of leftover. So if a case had 12 and there was only 10 of us, I would keep the two extra. But it was great and it was really fun. And the kids all helped organize it when we received all these cases of things. I just, you know, and I live in Florida. So it was difficult a little bit in the summer because they would just deliver everything into my garage. So if it got really hot and people didn't come till later, I had a couple of people that worked, I would bring it into the house and just keep cool for them. But most of the people came about a couple hours after we'd get our delivery. So like 1 o'clock, maybe they would come and pick up all of their stuff, hand me a check, and we were good to go. So it was really great. And that's one of the ways that you can do it and get products for cheaper. The second is protein, and that is grass-fed is really the best. If you can find grass-fed meats, organic meats, obviously, poultry, organic eggs, fish, wild fish, and dairy. Now, sadly, as much as I love fish, you really have to be careful about where the fish comes from. I shop at a large discount chain, and it's one of the membership sites, and I don't want to, you know, say which one it is, only because they're not our sponsor. So, but anyway, there's quite a few of them out there, and I only will buy fish that's sourced from certain places that I've researched and feel is safe. So look at that. Unfortunately, I do not like salmon, and I know that's a very high source of omega-3s, but that is probably my least favorite fish. So if you like salmon, try to get some that's sourced from Alaska. That typically is better. The third is fruits. And as much as I grew up with fruit after every meal, that needs to be at a minimum, because even fruit is very high in sugar. But just think about it, having a basket of grapes out that is freshly washed or things like that are great. And then the last is going to be grains and sugars. So complex carbs, breads, pasta, cereal, potatoes, corn, rice, grain are all going to be at a minimum. And for those of you that have some kind of dietary restrictions, there are all kinds of flours out there. My daughter has a couple that are gluten intolerant, and so is her husband. So she has to really be careful when she cooks for the family, and they have pretty much all gone to like gluten-free pastas and things like that. So she's really careful in what she cooks for her family. And one of the really cool things I found online is a link for nutritional typing, like what kind of food do you like? And that's why I had you do the survey at the very beginning, because there's all kinds of things out there like the blood type diet, you know, what blood type are you? And that really tells you a lot more what kind of foods you like. And I have children who, you know, really like chicken. I have other kids who really like, you know, like red meat. I have other kids who prefer neither, I call them my carb people, that would just be happy with a bowl of mac and cheese. I have some grandkids that are like that. And so looking at your nutritional type is important, because that will really help you gear in to what the kids like to eat. And when I talk about cooking with kids, which is an upcoming podcast, it's really cool. Again, you can find that at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, that one's already out. But I talk about some ways that I have incorporated doing some fun little things with the kids to really encourage them to eat healthy. Let me just say, if you do not have the junk food in your house, then there's no way that your kids are going to eat badly. A lot of the processed foods I know are just easier to make. If my kids eat processed, like we've been places where someone has served, you know, packaged rice that has flavoring and who knows what else in it. And, you know, my one son will say, "This rice is to die for, Mom." You know, and I say, "Yeah, I wish I could see the label of that box," you know. But, you know, there's all kinds of things that they put in this processed food to really encourage, you know, people to want to eat more. Well, what's in it? You know, that's what someone said about, you know, a fast food chain's French fries, that they could sit there and just eat all those fries. So my question is, what is in it? You know, something like MSG really makes your food tastier. There used to be the salt that people loved to sprinkle on their food. And one of the main ingredients or culprits, as I say, was MSG. And that can cause all kinds of spikes in your glucose level. And that gives, you know, people the heart issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all kinds of things that go with it. So again, if you want your kids to eat healthy by not having those offending things in your house, that is going to be the number one thing that is going to encourage them to eat better. Also, anything that you cannot identify is obviously not going to be something you want to serve. So one of the things that I think is a great indicator is if it is not a quote-unquote real food, or it is not something that your grandparents or great-grandparents would serve, then that is something you should not be serving. Another is, and this is key to healthy eating, and that is as much as you possibly can eat raw. Now, I am not a big raw food lover myself. One of the reasons is it takes your system time to get used to eating a lot of raw foods, okay? And so it's going to process in your system differently. But I do have it in small quantities. So I would have things like, you know, broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and cucumbers and things like that that the kids could dip. So what are you making this dip out of, you know? And that's another thing to look at. So if you use, you know, like a unflavored Greek yogurt, and then you can put some herbs and spices in it, that's great. And the kids like that. But if it's some kind of dressing out of a bottle that also has all those offending things, not so good. So again, look at what you're serving. When you wash fruits and vegetables, I have a little container of grape seed extract. I like that better than any of the vegetable washes or sprays. One of my sister-in-laws always uses vinegar, the white vinegar. My daughter uses that as well. It's like a light acid wash. And the reason to wash your fruits and vegetables is because of all of the stuff that's on them. Even organics might have some residue of pesticide. As much as we are told that they don't, that's just a precautionary method. Again, with apples, I always put a couple of drops of the grape seed extract, and it lasts forever. It's expensive, but it lasts forever. The other is to invest in one of those salad spinners. I have gone through two this year so far. That's how much we use ours, and they end up cracking. If you know of a really good one, go to the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 222, and let me know, because I'd love to hear what that is. And so I wash all my fruits and vegetables. The other day I was washing some grapes and I put them in a big bowl with the grape seed extract and had to walk away. And then I came back, and the water was like super cloudy and just gross. And there was like a ton of sand on the bottom, and you don't really notice that, you know. How many times have you walked through the grocery store and seen people, you know, eating like a piece of a grape or something? And I always cringe, because it's just laden with stuff. So, again, it's better to be a little bit more on the precautionary side. So again, eating healthy, comes with having some things available to your kids, and if that is all that's around, believe me, they will eat it, or at least they'll try it. Another thing I'm going to talk about in another podcast is I never forced my kids to eat. I made it available to them, and if they didn't want to eat, I'm going to also come clean here. I did often have things, like I was saying to you earlier, you feel like a short order cook. I would often have things that I knew that they would eat. Again, it gets down to, if you have a large family, you can't make something different for every single person. But having foods that are good for you out and available, it's amazing. I had grapes out the other day on the counter. I asked my group, does anyone want grapes? And everyone said no. So I proceeded to wash them and put them out there. And mid-afternoon, they were all gone. And that's better than them looking for, something else to eat that maybe might not be as good. Again, see what your kids like to eat and kind of steer them, I think, is the best advice I can give you toward healthier eating. A story I want to share with you really quick before I end here, and that is my oldest, Neil, lamented when I went totally organic, or as Neil says, off the deep end. And he was talking to his sister one day, and me, and we were sitting at the kitchen table, and I was expecting baby number three, and he's just like, "Mom, this is so sad because, you know, Nick is not going to know, you know, what it's like to, you know, have a, you know," and he named one of his favorite chips that's just laden with all kinds of bad stuff, which I truthfully didn't really know about at that point. And so I just said to him, I said, "And just think of how much better everyone is going to feel and how much healthier." And we did. I had so much more energy, and so did they. So again, hope that you can encourage your family to eat healthy. I've given you some ways to do that. Again, in the show notes, there are some additional links for you to download that food pyramid, as well as some other great articles that you'll want to read. Take care. God bless. And thanks again to radishkids.com/homeschool. Don't forget to use that coupon code podcast to get your discount off of the 6 or 12 month set. And be sure to thank our sponsors. Go to Radish Kids. There are some links on joining their Facebook group, and just tell them where you heard about them. Our sponsors help bring you these podcasts for free. So thanks to our sponsor, and God bless, and thanks to all of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.